This conference is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the World, and You. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today, as it is every day, is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and the economy that resides inside of each of us, and to do so under grace. We do that by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the divine instruments of peace who we are. I welcome you and thank you again for following your inner self, your higher guidance, to join this call today to serve and be a part of this sacred circle, this holy work that we are doing. Before we start today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, from page 161. Surrender to your inner voice. Surrender to your inner voice. The word surrender means render up, as in give up or abandon. The next level meaning is to yield to another compulsion. So I stopped and looked up compulsion in Webster's, and compulsion is an irresistible impulse to perform some irrational act. You know, it doesn't make sense from a logical perspective. It doesn't match up with your belief system. It doesn't match up with what other people would expect necessarily. But when we're really following our inner voice, we have this feeling inside that we can't resist. It's an irresistible feeling, a certain knowingness that makes no logical sense, and yet we know it is. It's like we know, which is very significant. We don't think about it. We know it is the right way. If we're stopping to have to think, we're probably in our logical mind, our rational mind, and that is not really surrendering to your inner voice. Now, what's really important is to discern the true inner voice from all those other voices and be sure that you are surrendering to the highest calling inside of you. You know, we carry within us the whole world outside of us, as shows up every day in our meditations. We are a reflection inside of what's going on outside of us. So oftentimes, we may carry within us the voices of others that we have learned along the way, things we don't even know exactly where they came from, but they're not from our true spirit, higher self, God self, if you will. They could be the voice of a mother or father, something you learned very young. You don't have any actual physical recall, but it is there, embedded in your subconsciousness. It could be belief systems you picked up from teachers, ministers, people who you held in some regard as an authority figure. This is not your inner voice. You can discern the difference because the inner voice is a quiet, gentle, soft, and loving voice. It's almost fleeting, whereas the other voices are usually telling you what you should do and what you can't do, as in an authority, whether it's mother, father, whoever it is. It's not important to analyze the voice. It's simply to discern the difference, thank it, and let it go, and come back and clear the space to listen to the highest voice inside. That's the one that's irresistible. The others that make you stop and think and pull it apart and make yourself wrong, please know that is not your inner voice. So we are guided today to discern when things make no sense on the outside world. To go inside. Surrender, to give up our mental ways of dealing with things, our normal belief system, and listen for the quiet, still, gentle, loving voice of our higher self. So we'll keep that in mind as we do today, we go now into meditation. I invite you now to go inside, close your eyes, breathe into your heart center, under grace. Take three long, gentle breaths. And take twice as long to breathe out as you breathe in. Breathing into your heart center. We're going to let all those external voices simply fade away to the nothingness from where they came and connect with our higher self inside. There's a lot of stuff in the outside world. They could be bringing up old belief systems about how to be and how one should be and what one should have and how to act. Those are all learned things. Whenever there's unrest outside, it may bring up unrest inside. Just know that it's all well. And what's really happening at a higher level is the unrest outside is an opportunity to cleanse. Again, to release all the beliefs and practices that have been truly holding you back from being all you came into this world to be. So as you breathe into your heart center, we welcome the unrest so we may release it now under grace. Let's not try to ignore it or stuff it back down. Allow it to rise up so it may be released now under grace. Yeah. We think all that, in quote, negativity and crisis is a horrible thing. And on a physical level, it may appear absolutely to be so. It makes no sense to you why you may be receiving such stuff and have other people's stuff seem to impinge on your stuff. No, it is simply to shake loose, to surrender up, to give up, to abandon those deeply rooted beliefs. Not enough, not good enough, not having enough. What could happen? Can I make it? Am I safe? Can I ever be safe? All those things and so much more. I always do it wrong. That's mine. Give up all those beliefs. Let them rise up so they may be released now under grace. Simply breathe into your heart center, and whatever bubbles up, thank it. Thank it so you can now release it. And from your inner mind, simply see, if you will, this beautiful color. Let's call it a balloon or a bag. Any color you want, a color you associate with love. And all those things that bubble up, all those belief systems, those learned ways of responding and reacting, they're based on fear and inadequacy and not enough and not being safe and lack. Maybe they're experiences that you've actually had that are coming up again now. Recall of such things, situations, emotions. Simply allow them to come up now and one by one place them in this bag or balloon right now, one by one. As they come up, allow them to leave your consciousness. So they may be transmuted and returned to where they came, the nothingness from where they came. It makes no sense where they came. We don't need to analyze it. Simply acknowledge and release. No more stuffing, no more ignoring, no more pushing it down. Simply release all those hard, almost dictatorial type messages that spin around in your consciousness as they bubble up one by one. Put them in this bag with love. Thank it. Release it to this bag now. Something like, I bless you and thank you and release you now to go your way as I go my way under grace. One by one, whatever they are, those hard feelings, those authoritative thoughts, those experiences that seem to be running your life, that is really showing up as the world seems to experience more and more unrest, uncertainty. Any of those feelings that you're anticipating, perhaps, that may come again, and you would rather not. Simply, as they come up, breathing to your heart center, allowing them to be shook up, released, give them up, yield that which really comes from others, not from the purity of your spirit self. We may not get them all today. It's not an issue. Whatever comes up today brings with it others that are known and unknown, and you will have the mechanism, the way, to breathe into them, to unhook them from your consciousness, put them in this container, and do as we are going to do now, under grace. Do not fear these things. Acknowledge them so you may release them. Now, under grace. Breathing into your heart center, pure love, gratefulness. We're surrendering to whatever shows up, acknowledging it so we may release it, distinguishing the inner voices, other voices, and all experiences, situations, other voices, we simply are releasing now under grace. Yeah. They're all bubbling up. Simply acknowledge them from a higher place. There is no judgment when we're coming from our higher space, when we're in our spirit self as we are now. Your whole body's alive with that energy. And there's no room for them and spirit to be in the same place at the same time. So we release them now, fully, completely, surrendering them to this bag, if you will, this container. Blowing it up as we add to it one experience, emotion, words after another. There you go. So when you're ready, just like in a balloon or a bag, you either pull the string and close the bag, or a balloon, you knot the end. You close it. And now, it's not important that you received all those things. You bubbled up whatever you were ready to release now. It's all perfect. From your heart center, continuing to breathe into your heart center, the breath of pure love, connecting deep inside. There we go, simply bubbling up more stuff. From this place, focusing with your inner eye on this balloon of all this stuff that's been rendered up. It's like you've been sauteing butter. And to get the pure butter, you have to release all the stuff that's rendered on the top so that you can have the clarity of the butter below. That's what we've been doing, letting all that stuff come up so it can be skimmed off, put into this balloon, and now seeing that balloon with all the renderings now, all those past beliefs, really untruths that we took as fact, those learned beliefs that have been running our life, having us react to situations and people, experiences. Simply breathe into that balloon. As you breathe into your heart center, it's like it's a pump and it's releasing the balloon. See it going back to the cosmos, flying higher and higher away from you now. There. See it, so you can barely even see it as it floats higher and higher back to the cosmos, to the heavens, to God, to be transmuted up to great now. Highest and best good of all involved. Releasing it with love. Releasing it with love. Because all those things happened for your good. For you to be in this moment now, to recognize the difference between your inner voice and the other voices, to release all those other voices, those sayings and messages that have been pulling you back, holding you back, creating self-doubt, blocking you from truly connecting with your highest and best good now, of your grace. Looking again at that balloon or bag, seeing it, you can barely see it in the distance as it returns back to the nothingness from where it came, under grace.
Thank you.
Repeat inside of you, I bless you and thank you and release you now to go your way, under grace. As I go mine, under grace, now. Know it is done, and it is done. It's not visible now. Knowing that it's on its way, being transmuted, to the highest and best good of all concerned. For it all is good, and it is simply being transformed into another form for goodness now, under grace. Continue to breathe into your heart center. Perhaps there was or has been something of recent times that seems to keep sticking to you like Velcro, some thought, concern is coming back. Now is a time with a far more clean subconsciousness to go inside to your heart center. Ask the truth. Ask the way. Ask your next steps. What does this mean? Where should I go? What do you want me to know? Gives you the higher path. What do you want me to know? Perhaps it's a body part that hurts or aches in any way. A tickle in your throat, a sneeze, a pain somewhere. Simply ask that part of you, what do you want me to know? Breathe into that space. What do you want me to know? And allow your inner voice, the light, sweet, loving, gentle, swift passing through whisper of a voice, tell you ever so gently, what is it your highest best good to know right now? And if you need more clarity, simply ask again, what is the next right step? What does that mean? How do I proceed? Keep it simple. Do so from a place of love, curious about the whole thing, approaching it as a child in wonder, believing totally your inner voice. It may sound irrational, but yet those are really the thoughts of the inner voice. Breathe into that space. Breathe into that image, into that experience with love and gratitude and peace. Knowing all is well, all is happening for your good right now, connecting you with your higher self. So there's no separation between you and the core essence of your being, strengthening your connection so no matter what happens on the outside, you do not forget who you are. You do not lose your footing on the path of life. You stay centered. You stay grounded in who you are. Breathing into your heart center. Feeling that love. Thank your higher self for whatever you receive right now. If there's more to come, I promise you, it will. Simply approach life from childlike expectancy. Not worry and concern. That's mental. That's learned. Childlike expectancy. Knowing that everything we could ever need, desire, want that's truly of our highest best good is always provided under grace. For that is the pace, that is the place, that is the path of love. That is the path of spirit. Consciously breathing into your heart center. Feeling the harmony inside. Feeling the prosperity inside. Feeling the peace inside. Feeling love in every cell atom of your being. The more you breathe into your heart center, the more it just naturally happens. You are one. The divine, healing, prosperous energy of love. You are a radiating center of love, of peace, of harmony. All is well. Again, as we started, Take three conscious breaths, ever so slowly, into your heart center. Feeling gratitude just bubbling up all around and through and over you now for this special moment, this healing moment, this opportunity to surrender to your inner voice now under grace by releasing all those other voices that were ready to come up today. When you're ready, ever so gently, wiggle your toes and your fingers. Gently sway your head back and forth. In your heart center, feel such gratitude. Join with me, the healing sound of the universe. Let's say Om together three times. With your eyes still shut, in your heart center. Here we go. Oh. Oh. Bless you and thank you. May open your eyes. Come back to this day and know that at every moment you are one with the radiating center of love, who you are. Simply breathe into your heart center and release all the voices that may come up that are other than your pure, loving, gentle spirit. Trust that voice, no matter how irrational it is.
Mm-hmm.
You are loved. You are loved. And all is well. God bless. Namaste.